Oh my God, babe. Is everything all right? You know what? Wait a second. Don't move. Let me pick you up. I'm taking you right to the bedroom. What do you mean, is everything okay? You've had me panicking this entire time. How else am I supposed to react to, "I've got some news to tell you"? You told me that in a text. I don't know if it's positive or negative, so automatically I assume negative. And you're coming home from work, so I kind of connect the dots, my imaginary dots, and assume the worst. So I prepared some things for you. What do I have prepared exactly? Well, I have your favorite dinner, put up your favorite movie, and I am more than prepared to be used as a living lounge chair. I also plan to give you massages too while you lay down on me. So, did I overreact? Oh yeah, I'm pretty bad when it comes to jumping to conclusions, as you can see. But, okay, if it wasn't anything bad that happened at work, what exactly were you planning to tell me? I remember you said they were looking for someone to fill in that position a couple months ago, actually. Whatever became of it? No way, you got the promotion? Oh, I am so happy for you, darling. Oh, that's great news. Well, you know what? Making your favorite food was totally worthwhile, even though it was made for a different reason. But all the same, this is a celebration time. Oh, I should have gotten you more. Baby, you should have told me through text. But I'm pretty sure you wanted to see my reaction, so. Wow, congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, come here, give me a hug. Oh, baby, tell me about it. Tell me what your job, your new job's going to entail. Yeah? Relocation? Where? Oh. Baby? Oh, I'm speechless. Did you have a opportunity to pick where you wanted to go? Because I've been wanting to go there for so long, and you know that more than anyone else in this world. Oh, it's so desolate and... Oh, we could finally be alone together. Oh my God, imagine getting a home out there. Nice and rural. We could even make a farm. We can truly live out in the wilderness and be ourselves. Or maybe I'm just kind of jumping to conclusions, but the possibility is there, more so than being in this city. Baby! You know just how much I've been dying to move to Indigo. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm crushing you. Sorry. My bad. It's a good thing that you remember to hit my arm. I don't want to break you, baby. Oh, I'm just so happy. Oh, I didn't even know your company had an office in Indigo. Wait, I think I'm jumping ahead of things. Do we need to look for a place to stay? Does your company already have arrangements for us? Wow, I need a lot more details than I've been thinking about. Yeah, what do we do? Do we have to scout out the place first? Then I guess we're going house hunting. Oh my God, yes! Oh, I'm so happy! Oh, I know you've never seen me get this excited before in all my life, but oh, God! Oh, I wish I could kiss you 3 billion times all at one time, but... Oh. I know that sounds silly. I don't care though. I'm so happy. I want to spin you around in my arms, but I know our neighbors will get really mad at me if I do that. Ugh. Just imagine, we can have a house. I can be on the first floor and I can stomp around in my heart's content. I can walk outside the front door and not scare the neighbors or even be greeted with funny looks. Ugh. And with our own property, I can actually build on it. I can actually make a home for us where we can both actually stand up tall at the same time. Oh, so many possibilities. And we can do it together. Oh, I love you. Oh, I haven't felt this type of happiness in such a long time. With the money we save together, I'm sure we can find something great for us. Or a fixer-upper. Really anything. I need to calm down. Baby, how do you want to celebrate? Yes, the option to use me as a lounge chair still stands. As long as you don't suffocate yourself between them, yeah, you can do that too. What do you mean I'm no fun? I don't want the love of my life dying on me. You are something else, you know that? But you are my cute, amazing, small king. A king that wishes to be used as a throne, yes, but a king nonetheless. Okay, hold your horses. You have to eat dinner first before you have dessert. And you can have all the dessert you want. I know you must be hungry. Famished? Don't tempt me now. I might just have to restrain you if you don't comply. How? Well, if you keep resisting, I guess I'll have to put you in a headlock. Yeah, with my thighs. Oh, I just know how much you hate that. You want to wrestle me? And the prize is getting dessert first? You are stubborn. With knowing what you like, I think this will be your dessert. Just know this, my love. I won't go easy on you. Just the way you like it. Thank you all so very much for listening to this audio. Also, I hope that the people on Patreon are enjoying the fact that I'm uploading the audios days in advance compared to YouTube. I'm trying to go for weeks in advance, maybe even months in advance. We'll see what happens, but I hope you're enjoying that I'm uploading audios once a day, or at least attempting to, at least for this week. And we'll see how long I can go with that type of momentum. Sorry if you're hearing any background noise. It's 12:14 a.m. and my neighbors are having like a party downstairs, or like, I don't know what, but they're really loud. Sorry about that. It was pretty difficult finishing up this audio with that suddenly happening. But what can you do, right? Apartment living, that's just how it is. Now for inspiration for doing this audio to begin with. First of all, I made a post on Patreon asking people what they wanted to hear, what they wanted to hear more of. And somebody missed the Gentle Giantess audios. Oh, I'm making this for you and everyone else that has missed it as well. I really went for our giantess to catch a break for once and be in a place where she can feel comfortable and relax and be herself. So it was about time for her to move away from the city and go somewhere a lot more quieter, a lot more secluded, and just enjoy the time with her man. So you have been given a promotion. Congratulations, by the way. We all need a little bit of good luck, right? So, lucky break. Also, I hope you enjoyed the ending because I know a lot of you are into strength. So, it's a little bit of a treat. Also, I hope you enjoyed just being picked up in general. Your giant is to the rescue. Without further ado, thank you to Killer of Cows, Giggly Peach, Lucas N, Sarah's Mick, Sleepy Stoat, Uranus, Dale, Panda, Dark Prince 42122, and Yurti or Yurt for becoming members on Patreon. I hope you're all having a fantastic day or night, and I'll talk to you again next time, alright? Bye-bye!